This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KD2GDQ. How are you today? It's Wednesday.
And it's a wet Wednesday to start out with, yes. Which is okay, I guess, for the morning. Lynn was hoping to be able to get out to the Village of Alden's concert series tonight. The Nerds Gone Wild are playing out here. And I don't know, I may have seen them before at some, carnival beer tent, but I don't know, for some reason it didn't stick with me. I know they're a popular band in the area. So we'll see how the weather plays out for the day. Yeah, so how are things going with you today?
So far, so good. Jeff loaned me his Hack RF module, and I've been playing with a little bit of that this morning. I did a test to see if I could receive the signal, and I can on the radio. Now I just need to hook up the radio to the computer and see if I can get an image.
Okay, so when you are monitoring on the PC, can you hear the audio? It's actually kind of funny because we were playing around with that yesterday on lunch, and I was using one of my machines, my personal machines, and what I was finding is that if I turned the audio down so I wasn't hearing it, and I would just let it, I was streaming from an SDR site, WebSDR, and I was finding that when I turned it down, the input to the slow scan television app went down. So in order to be able to continue receiving, I had to either leave the volume turned up or plug in a pair of headphones and kind of switch off the audio so I wasn't hearing it, yet I could still receive it. So just something to think about. I don't know how your system's configured, but I ran into that yesterday. Unfortunately, in the little time I was playing around with there, I wasn't able to decode anything. So hopefully that does work out for you, and you'll be ready for the next event.
Yeah, the next thing I need to do, yeah, the radio was definitely receiving the signal. It was definitely loud enough. I may have actually been able to use the speakers of the computer to receive the signal and then decode it in the software. I don't know. I haven't tried that yet. Or hook up the cable from the radio into the USB-C port and use the sound card to decode. I'm going to see if I can try those this morning, but I do have to leave here early to go babysit for a little while. So hopefully this afternoon, if nothing else, this afternoon or this evening, I can give it another try.
Yeah, if you have a shortwave receiver or some way to listen to HF, obviously the Hack RF would do it that has a built-in SDR. That would be the way to do it, especially if you could listen on 40 meters or 20 meters, you could probably pick up something as long as you can get an antenna that's outside a little bit. Or do the WebSDR route. That's another way to do it, too, to just stream it from an online source, but just basically just a receiver somewhere else.
Okay, that sounds good. I'll give this a try, like you said, over today and tonight and tomorrow. And then if nothing else, I'll try to get to the club tomorrow night with Jeff and see if someone else can help me there if I can't get it working.
Right. At this point, you're just trying to go from his Hack RF transmitter to receive right at your radio and PC, right? I think that should be pretty straightforward.
Right. That's exactly what I'm trying to do. And if I can get, once I, once I get that to work, if I can get that to work, then I'll be okay from there.
All right. Sounds good. Sounds like a plan. Yeah, so your babysitting's in your very near future there. So that sounds like fun. Obviously, I'm heading off to work. We have our, you should know this. We have our picnic this Friday. I assume you got the invite?
I did get the invite. Unfortunately, I will be... my wife and I will be babysitting again on Friday night. My daughter and her husband have some sort of dinner that they need to go to, so we'll be babysitting Friday night.
Wow, that's a bummer. Okay. Yeah, we were just talking about that yesterday and hoping that, a handful of the retirees would be in attendance. You know, definitely from our group, we're hoping that Eric Vogel pops in from my past, like Frenzel. In fact, I see him periodically, but it'd be nice to see him, and amongst many others.
Yeah, I definitely had it on the calendar, as Karen and I were talking earlier last night, is once school starts, our time with the kids will be cut down dramatically because they'll be in school, or three of the four will be in school, so there won't be as much need to babysit during the day. So if we go, it'll be after school. So to enjoy this time now is important.
Oh, 100%, 100%. Especially with the weather still nice. You guys can get out and do things more often. And winter's nice, too. But it limits what you can do outside. So, yeah, absolutely understandable. No, nothing wrong with that at all. In fact, I even had a thought in the back of my mind to skip it. And I even mentioned that to Lynn, and she's like, why would you do that? I'm not a big fan of, large gatherings like that, but she's like, why would you do that? You always like going. It's a free dinner, and you get to see people that you may not have seen in a while. And you always comment about how you enjoyed that part of it. And she's right. And so I'll go. I know I've missed a handful, but I'll go this year. Let's see, we got 631. Let's see who else is in there. This is K2PCB.
Good morning. KC2NVM here with a fully charged battery today.
Good morning, Sir Jeff. That's a nice strong-sounding signal there this morning. I remember, yesterday, Brad was saying that he really wasn't able to hear you too well, which is interesting because I can hear you. Oh, you're getting into Ross's node. That's why. I was straight about that. So I don't know if you're making it back to Brad as well.
For me, Brad is all static. And then once I get on the Broadway, typically I could hear him just fine.
Yeah, one of these days, Brad, I'll have to dig out that old VHF radio. So they got a VHF radio and a local power supply. Yeah, I might have to do some digging.
So, Brad, have you had a chance to sit down with a Hack RF?
So I'm not sure that he's hearing you, Jeff. He was telling me before that he was playing around with it a little bit, and he was able to, one step at a time, confirm that he was able to receive the transmitting signal on his radio, but now needs to take the next step and connect it to the PC and decode the signal from there.
Okay, so progress is being made. That's cool. I sent him home with the Hack RF, and I'm like, okay, don't get in trouble.
Yeah, I'm sure he would be fine with that. That definitely seems like a fun toy to play with. Even if it was just for the SDR, that's one all in and out of itself, plus all the other features. That's really cool. I don't think it's going to get to work on that this morning, but maybe later. And he said, you know, depending on where he ends up, he may have to collaborate some more tomorrow at the club.
Nice. Do you know if he's a member of W2SO or just a friend of W2SO?
I believe that he might be in the same situation where if you you take your test there, you get 1 year membership. Is that what they were offering?
Yes, that is true. They offer you a free 1 year membership if you take and pass your test, then you're in. But it's only $25, and it's access to some really neat people that are very, very smart in the realm of RF.
Yeah, he hasn't chimed back in here yet. I feel like I'm speaking for him, but I believe that is true.
That would make sense. And I even found my W2SO name tag that I got, like, 14 years ago. And I have that on my hat now, so I don't feel like an outsider when I'm at the club. And people are like, oh, wait, is that a pin on? Oh, you've been here a while, because the new ones are magnetic.
Oh, yeah, I've definitely got one of the old pin-on ones as well. I think I have a white one, and I might even have a red one. If I dig through all my stuff, if I think back, might be one. Where did I get that from? I might have bought that at at the Dayton Ham Fest or something. I have one that it's folded. You got a piece of plastic, hard plastic, and it slips over the top of your pocket. Got one of those around somewhere. That's kind of funny. So you were there 14 years ago. I was thinking that you had only been there. Oh, 14 years. You know, I keep confusing the time that you started with us with the time that you became licensed.
Yeah, I've been licensed for, I've already had to renew my license a couple of times, I think, at least once. And then, because I had this back for ride for Roswell a bunch of times, and I've gotten rid of radios, bought radios, and just going through the whole gambit, and now I'm kind of back into it, I think, full-time.
Yeah, I think you've done what many people have done, and even myself to some extent, where you don't make it a high priority and then come back to it, and then you fall in love all over again. And, you know, and it just cycles through depending on what else you have going on in your life, and that's perfect. Nothing wrong with that.
And now I'm trying to mate RF and computers, so hopefully that will unlock a few mysteries to me.
I agree with you, Jeff, on the ham radio and the computers going software defined. It seems like that's the direction I'm going to have to go with the limited antenna abilities.
Are you in a house or a apartment? I can't remember.
Decided that I can't get too crazy with antenna heights or other antennas out and about.
Yeah, I don't think I've broken it to my wife yet that I'm getting the tower that I just helped take down. But if I do put it up, I'm not going to put it up in its full glory because that's just too obnoxious for my neighborhood. But if I could put up like two sections, maybe three, and have the tip over be effective, I might be able to get away with three sections. So it'll be like 30 feet in the air, and I'm already on top of a hill.
Yeah, that would be good. Mine is just about 5 feet off the ground right now. I'd like to get it up about 10 or 15, which would be just about the top of the house. We'll see. I'll have to set it up and show her what it looks like and go from there.
Yeah, cause you don't want to get the missus upset. That has a tendency to go in the negative real quick, real bad, and it's never a winning situation.
Agreed.
Then again, I do have a few too many hobbies, and she kind of gets annoyed at my interest in this, and then, oh, look at this. This is new and shiny. And then, oh, wait, there's this. So I'm starting to buckle down into the 2 to 3 main things.
Yeah, me too. I've got a lot of hobbies, and I've got to be careful which ones I spend the most time with.
Yeah, between the guns, the radios, and now the computers, then Lego has been, but I haven't bought Lego in a while, which I'm kind of proud of myself, because I have some money stashed, but I have a bourbon trip coming up in September, and so with that, she said okay to the bourbon trip, but now it's a matter of finding a sixth person for the trip for bourbon.
Where are you going for your bourbon trip?
Good old Kentucky. I got a an Airbnb in Shelbyville, just outside of Frankfort. And then we're going to Buffalo Trace every morning. I have a couple of tours lined up, on 2 on Friday, 1 on Saturday. And we're leaving it up to see where we can go for the rest of the time.
Sounds like fun. I'm not a drinker, and I don't know if I'd be able to go on that trip. But anyways, it sounds like fun.
Yeah, Randy from the club, Dan Taylor, Tim Taylor, John George from the club, and myself go. Brad Prusik was supposed to go, but for the better sake of his marriage, he's opting out.
Understand. At least I know all those guys.
Yeah, so now if we get a sixth person, great. If not, we're still fine. John George and I are going to drive down probably in my wife's Subaru, and then everybody else is going to be in Tim Taylor's new Toyota, so it'll be three in that vehicle, so we'll be good shape.
Excellent. When is that again, in September?
We leave Thursday, September 11th, and we come back on Sunday.
I see. Yeah, because my wife and I are leaving September 10th, I believe, to go to Austin to see our son and his girlfriend.
Nice. Well, it is that time of day, and I have to go grab a cup of coffee. Although I did get a talking to about my punch-ins, I got a punch-in a little closer to 7, so that's going to be fun to remember. Because normally I just walk in, punch in, and go get my coffee, and they're like, yeah, that's free overtime you're getting. Oh, I didn't know.
KQBCB.
All right, 73. Good night, everyone. KQ2MVM, clear.
Hey, Brad, this is Travis. I'm in the building now, but as I was walking in, I was walking in with Mr. Botto, and he told me to say hello this morning.
Hey, I'm Brad, but Travis wanted to say something to you.
Oh, maybe I double with somebody. I was just walking in with Mr. Botto, and he wanted to say hello to you this morning.
Mr. Botto wants to say hello?
No, he already did. He said hello and moved on.
Well, tell Mr. Botto I said hello.
Yeah, he knows obviously what I'm into, and I was listening along as we were, or as I was walking in, he was walking in with me. All right, well, I am in, so I better sign. You guys have a wonderful day. This is KTPCB 73.
Ross, how are you today?
I'm here. Not that I want to be. Work's getting crazy busy, as usual. But at least it's raining out, so I don't feel so bad working today. Then the days that are nice and sunny out.
Yeah, I used to feel the same way. You know, when on those nice sunny days and you could be inside all day and hardly ever see the sun. Yeah, I get it.
Did you ever get the Dragon OS working on that PC of yours?